Welcome today to the finale of our musical production of The Disciple Whom Jesus Loves, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries.
They called me the disciple whom Jesus loved. At first, I didn't understand why. I wasn't braver than Peter. I didn't speak with Paul's brilliance. I was young, uncertain, sometimes afraid. But I think I began to understand it later, not as a title of superiority, but as a truth meant for all of us. He loved me, not because I earned it, not because I was more faithful or more wise. He loved me because that's who he is. That's who he's always been. And when I wrote those words, the disciple whom Jesus loved, I wasn't claiming something exclusive. I was bearing witness to a love that made me whole.
The love of Jesus. When I was lost, you found me there. In the silence, you heard my prayer. No shame too deep, no night too long. Your mercy wrote a brand new song. Sunrise in your grace, I felt the warmth of your embrace. You hold my heart and call me friend. Your love it never ever ends. The love of Jesus.
Moment when everything Jesus promised about the coming of the Holy Spirit was fulfilled. 50 days after his resurrection and 10 days after his ascension into heaven, the disciples were gathered together in Jerusalem during the Jewish festival of weeks, Shavuot, when suddenly a sound like a rushing wind filled the house, and what seemed to be tongues of fire rested on each of us. We were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, proclaiming the wonders of God. Pilgrims from every nation heard the message in their own tongues. It was the birth of the church, spirit-empowered and unstoppable. What once had been a fearful, hidden band of followers became a blazing movement of witness, love, and power. After that transformative event, I began to speak boldly in the temple courts, proclaiming that the crucified Jesus had risen and that we had seen him, touched him, eaten with him. The crowds listened, some with wonder, some with hatred, but the fire that had entered us would not be extinguished. Peter and I often stood side by side, just as we had run to the empty tomb that morning. We preached, we healed, we were arrested, and yet we rejoiced to suffer for his name. I watched the early church grow, from Jerusalem to Judea, then Samaria, and beyond. I journeyed to new cities, proclaiming light in dark places, and saw hearts transformed not by force, but by love. I became a shepherd to many, a father to churches across Asia Minor, especially in Ephesus, where I settled for many years. There I taught, I wept, I encouraged. I told them over and over again, love one another, but not all welcomed the message. Rome grew uneasy with our growing number and unwavering allegiance to a crucified king. Eventually, I was arrested and sent into exile on a barren island called Patmos. There, alone with the sea and stone, I prayed. I waited. And the same Jesus, who had once stood beside me on the Mount of Transfiguration, and later by a charcoal fire on the beach, came to me in power and glory. His eyes blazed like fire. His voice thundered like rushing waters.
John, my beloved, I have not forgotten you. Though the world has exiled you, heaven draws near. What you see in isolation is meant to awaken the nations. Write it down, every word, every vision. Do not be afraid. I hold the keys of death and the grave. What I began through you, I will complete. You are not alone. I am with you, always.
He gave me a vision, not just of things to come, but of the cosmic battle already being waged and a sure victory already secured. And so I wrote, because his word must go forth.
From the mountains high to the oceans wide, we will lift his name with hearts open wide. He healed the broken, gave sight to the blind. His mercy flows through all the time.
There is good news for you. This is not my story, it's yours. You can bear the same name I adopted for myself. You are the one Jesus loves. No matter your past, no matter your doubts, if you've run from him, denied him, wept in shame, or sat in silence, he still calls your name, still prepares the fire, still breaks the bread, still invites you close. To be the disciple Jesus loves is to live as one who knows they are seen and still chosen. It is to rest your head on his heart and know there is room for you. It is to hear his voice call you by name on the shoreline, in the garden, in the quiet of your own soul, and to rise and follow. So take the name, live the story. Let it be said of you, here is one the Lord loves.
We hope you enjoyed our multi-part special for the Easter season, The Disciple Whom Jesus Loves. For the next couple of days, we will replay some of the original songs from our series and share devotional thoughts related to those songs. And then next week, we will launch a new series. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.